الرحيم. فضلوا إلى الله إن الله هو السلام بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العظيم الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العظيم الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من العام إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
يا الله سبحانه وتعالى give you long lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your sustenance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the arrival of Hazrat Imam Zaman
Ajal. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Last week, the first verse of Quran, chapter number 95, and that is Watin wa Zaytun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qasam khata hai anjeer ki aur qasam khata hai zaytun ki. Aur is qasam se yahi lagta hai ki bahut zyada importance hai in dono fruits ki. Watin wa Zaytun, by the fig and by the olive. So last week we discussed different benefits of figs. Those people who are using figs regularly, they are getting maximum benefits from this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah today we are going to discuss different benefits of zaytun. So what is olive and what are the benefits of olive? Olive, this is the historical symbol of peace and glory. And the cultivation of this tree goes back to the very ancient history, and that is 5000 BC, 5000 years before Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Maybe even older than that, but from that time history has been recorded. So this olive has tremendous uses and benefits as medicine and has the magical power. As I told you in chapter number 95, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran, it has been mentioned in Bible, it has been mentioned in Torah. And even until today, the oil, olive oil, is being used in synagogues and the churches. And the same, almost the same thing has been mentioned in Quran as well, and that is Surah Nur and Ayah Nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu Nur as-samawati wal-ard. And the parable that has been quoted over there, so that Nur, actually that is enlightened by the oil of olive. And then that candle or that Nur of olive or that lamp is inside a glass covering, and then glass covering is into another covering, and then that is in a big place, a big room. So all the one of the tafsir that goes, this parable that goes to Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. But again, where Allah has mentioned His Nur, Allahu Nur as-samawati wal-ard, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the Nur of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi wa salam, in the same parable, the Nur of this olive oil has been mentioned. And there is a hadith of our Prophet of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said the best of miswak or brush that is on the branches from the roots and branches of zaitun, olive tree. This is the tree of blessing and bounties. And anyone who was using miswak of zaitun, his mouth will give fragrance. And this miswak will kill the bacteria and virus of the mouth, which are harmful for our body. And then Prophet said, not only I am using, but different messengers who were before me, they also loved to use miswak of olive. And Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, one of the best fruit or one of the best food, that is olive. Behtreen ghazaon mein se aur behtreen mewe aur fruit mein se ek ghaza zaitun hai. Aur ye balgham ko khatam karti hai, chehre ko taza karti hai aur insaan ke patthon ko asab ko mazboot karti hai. Ghusse ko thanda karti hai aur amraaz se shifa deti hai. So olive, that is one of the best food, and that removes the phlegm in the body, and that gives the freshness to the face, and also strengthen the muscles, and especially angerness, that is the enemy of our iman. Whenever people are angry, they are weaker in iman, or even they are not having iman at that time. So a believer should not be angry at all. We should learn how to control our angerness. Otherwise, we are weakening or losing our iman. And one of the benefits of using olive, that is, we can naturally, physically, spiritually, we can control our angerness by the use of olive. And it is also the remedy of different diseases as well. So this was hadith given by our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. But in the market, different types of oil are available. As well as it is concerned with the fruit. So, you know, it has been preserved into different forms. that is used in salad or that can be used as it is. So this olive can be used in the fruit form, and it should also be used by us in the oil form. But in the market, different types of olive oils are present. And usually people, they don't know what kind of olive oil should be used. So one type of olive oil that is available in the market, that is regular or pure olive oil. So, as I am mentioning, the most lowest form of quality I am mentioning first, and I will go, these are 5-6 types of olive oils available in the market. So the lowest quality of oil available in the market, that is called regular or pure olive oil. If that is written regular or pure olive oil, it means that is the lowest quality olive oil, and that is chemically refined and filtered to neutralize strong taste and the acid content. So this is usually prepared in the industries, and that has been refined and filtered to neutralize, because if you use the olive oil directly, so maybe you don't like the taste. So it neutralizes the strong taste and the acid content of olive oil, and this is low quality and least expensive. Maybe price wise this is the cheapest option, but quality wise this is not a good option. This is the least or lowest quality of the olive oil, that's called regular or pure olive oil. The other brand that is available in the market, that is called virgin olive oil. Virgin usually is called that girl that is unmarried, that is not consumed. Likewise, here when it is used, this term in virgin olive oil, it means this oil is produced without chemical refining or chemical additives. That is not refined, mean that it has been prepared manually. And acidity of this brand, virgin olive oil, that is less than 2%, and it is less manipulated as compared to the other brand I have told you. The next one is extra virgin olive oil. This comes from the first pressing, because these olive fruits, as I mentioned, the first quality, I will mention the last one. So again and again, these seeds or fruits are being pressed in manually or in the industry or by the machines. So this oil that is called extra virgin olive oil, that comes from the first press, and that is the highest quality with perfect flavor, aroma, and a balanced acidity. So if you are going to have the best or better quality of olive oil, so then go for the brand where it is written extra virgin olive oil. So that is quality wise, that is the perfect one, and flavor one, that is the perfect one, and that has the balanced acidity. So usually this type of oil is used for salad dressings, for marinades, and dipping of breads. The next brand that is called cold press olive oil. So when olive oil that is pressed second time, mean these fruits are pressed second, and the first time that has been oil has been extracted manually. So that is called extra virgin olive oil. That is the perfect one. That is the best one. But when they have extracted again the same fruits are used in another method, in other process, and that is called cold press olive oil. So fruits are pressed second time using hot water and steam to extract the last drop of oil present into the fruits. So this oil has no delicate flavor, and sometimes this brand is also sold as premium olive oil. Maybe that you can find cold press olive oil or premium olive oil, and usually it is prepared in the winter season to maintain its quality. So these are different brands which are available in the market. So the best brand, that is organic cold pressed extra virgin olive oil. Organic cold pressed extra virgin olive oil, that is the best brand, quality wise, taste wise, contents wise, but maybe this is expensive. The best quality olive oil, that is the expensive, but we can get many benefits by using of high or the perfect quality of olive oil. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So scientifically, different kind of oils, desi ghee or other sunflower oil or soya oil or different kinds of oil. So all oils, these have fatty acids. Actually, oils are fats. So our body also need fat as well. And especially, our digestion, the last process of our digestion, that is also these are the fats which are being digested, and how under the liver there is a little pouch that is called gallbladder ya pitta bhi jisko kehte hain, aur uske andar jo hai ek liquid hota hai use kehte hain bile. So gallbladder has bile, and that bile, that liquids through bile duct that comes into the first part of small intestine. Mede ke baad jo antadi hoti hai, the first part of small intestine, when bile, through the bile duct, bile comes, so our fats are digested at the end with the help of bile. And those people, especially the ladies, have more problem with gallbladder or the inflammation of gallbladder, infection of gallbladder. Sometimes there are stones. Gents can have, but mostly this problem is with female, and when they are 40 or above 40 and they are obese, at that time usually the ladies have infection or the gallbladder stones. But the important thing is, bile is helpful to digest the fat. So different kinds of oil, butter or oil, when we are using, actually these are fats. So different kinds of fatty acids are in these oils. What is best, or what is the best benefit of this olive oil? When we divide these fatty acids into different parts, so some fatty acids are called saturated fatty acids, and other are called monounsaturated fatty acids, and others are polyunsaturated acid fatty acids. So in different oils, polyunsaturated fatty acids are more, and digestion of those fatty acids, that is difficult, and ultimately those will change into cholesterol and increase the level of cholesterol in our blood vessels, in our body, and ultimately people are having heart problems. If you compare in sunflower, if we have total 100 gram of fat, and soybean oil, if we have 100 gram of oil, and olive oil, we have 100 gram. So in all these three, sunflower, soya oil, and olive oil, in sunflower, the best of fatty acid, that is good for our cholesterol, for our body, for our digestion, So that is monounsaturated fatty acid. So in sunflower, out of 100 gram, 20 gram is monounsaturated fatty acid. In soya oil, that is 23 gram. While in olive oil, this monounsaturated fatty acid, that is 73 gram. So in other oil, so even usually people, they use sunflower oil. And that is one of the best oil to be used for our health. But sunflower oil, that has 20 gram of monounsaturated fatty acid, and soya oil that has the 23, and this olive oil has 73 gram. So best of monounsaturated fatty acid, that is good for our body. Why? Because when we use this olive oil, so cholesterol, that is divided into two types. One is LDL cholesterol and other is HDL. So HDL, that is good kind of good cholesterol, and the LDL, that is the bad cholesterol. When we use olive oil in our food, then the level of HDL is increased by the use of olive oil, and level of LDL, that is bad for our health, bad for cholesterol, bad for our vascular system. So that is reduced by the use of olive oil. So that's why it is highly recommended. This oil, olive oil, that has been mentioned in the sacred text, scriptures, in Quran, and lot of benefits. What are different uses? Or what are different diseases in which this olive oil can be helpful? So first of all, it protects the different kind of heart diseases. When it increases HDL and reduces the dangerous or bad kind of cholesterol, so automatically our vessels are, lumen is larger and blood flow is good and cholesterol is less and people are not having heart attack. Or their vessels are not becoming hardened or they are not developing atherosclerosis. So different kind of heart problems. By the use of olive oil, we can reduce different heart diseases in our family members. Number two, it promotes the healthy digestion. Whatever we are eating, if our body is not digesting properly, so then that is useless. Or maybe that is increasing different kind of fats in our body or increasing our weight. Or by increasing weight or fats, automatically we will have different kind of diseases. By use of olive oil, people will develop the healthy digestive system. And their skin will be healthy, and different kind of cancer which are related with digestive system are also, their risk is also reduced by the use of olive oil. The next benefit of using olive oil, that is people who are having peptic ulcer or other ulcers, gum or the other ulcer or gastritis or the different inflammation of digestive system can be cured by use of olive oil. And as I told you, gallbladder, that is in under the liver, so usually stones are formed over there, infection are being created. So that infection or formation of stone, that is also reduced by the use of olive oil. And mainly, use of olive oil can balance the level of fatty acids in our body. And maybe with the age, and almost everyone, people have habit of snoring. And one person is snoring, other people cannot sleep. Even the person who is snoring, he cannot sleep very well. So this is also a remedy for the snoring as well. Before going to bed, if people should take one teaspoon, teaspoonful of olive oil, and that should be directly taken into the mouth before going to the bed. So inshallah, after a few weeks, they will not have snoring. So actually this is a lubricant. This is oil that can be used for the hair, for the health of hair, that can be used for the skin, for the body. You can use as massage, you can use as a lubricant, you can use it as cooking. There are a lot of benefits and uses are. It can be used in cooking, it can be used as body oil, it can be used as hair frizz, and it can be used to curl the nagging cough and the scratchy throat, and it can be used as lip balm and could be used as bath oil. People, when they are going to take bath, they can use few drops of oil as well. That is good for the skin. And it can be used to shine stainless steel pots and pans, and it can be used to polish furniture and metals and leather, and to free stuck zippers and fix the squeaky doors and cure earache. If people are having pain in the ear, so there are two different ways to use this. People can use the ear swab, dip the ear swab into the oil and softly that should be used. Or people should heat this olive oil for 30 seconds into the microwave, and then they can put some drops of olive oil and then wax will come out. So there are different benefits, medical as well as hygiene wise, and why not? Health and maintaining our health, maintaining our body, physical and spiritual health. Because if physically we are not fit, physically we are not healthy, spiritually we will not be healthy. A healthy body will be able to do worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people are unable to stand up, to bend, to do sajda, or people are unable to sleep properly, or people are unable to work properly, people are unable to do wuzu properly, so how will they do worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this life, this is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is our duty to maintain our health, and in this way we can reduce our expenses and we can keep our family members and ourselves healthy by the use of olive in different forms. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat, wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض والجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مخلوق وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثل شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي
اللهم
عجل ظهورا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين واتمم لي انعامك انك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقيه عمري في اداء فرض الجمعه والحج والعمره ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآل الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونظم عمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam for all of us. By getting maximum benefit of our lifetime, because this life, this is the life of action. This is life to do our insurance for our future. Whatever we can do now, that will be helpful and beneficial in our future. And if we will waste our life, our time, our resources, our possessions, so we will be loser. So best people are those always who are listening to Allah, who are listening to Rasulullah, who are listening to Quran, and who are listening to Aima Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So as Imam alayhi as-salam said, O the people, this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is in the form of your lifetime, so try to be pious, try to be muqtaqi. And today that is the day of Wiladat of our 10th Imam, Imam Ali al-Naqi alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So both titles, Taqi or Naqi, their origin, that is from taqwa, that is purity. All of our 14 infallibles, they are muttaqi, they are source of taqwa. They are leader of taqwa, they are guide. They taught us how to be muttaqi. And without taqwa, we are loser. As a blessing from one of the saying of our 10th Imam, due to his birthday, let us try. From this hadith, Imam al-Islam has given us 5 messages. We can adopt 5 good habits. We can change ourselves. We can put ourselves on the path of taqwa. And what are those 5 milestones who can change, who can put us on the path of taqwa? Imam al-Islam said, Al-hasadu mahikul hasanat. For the people, jealousy as the fire burn the woods, likewise jealousy burn your iman. And Imam al-Salam said, Al-hasadu mahikul hasanat. Anyone who is jealous, he is scratching out, or he is removing, or he is destroying his own good deeds. So when we are jealous with someone, even other people, they don't know what is happening with us, what we are thinking, what we are planning, they don't know. But if we have some good deed, automatically we are destroying our good deeds. So the best thing is, we should never be jealous with anyone. Number 2, Imam al-Islam said, وَاللَّهُ جَالِبُ الْمَقْتِ. And if the people, they are arrogant, if the people, they are arrogant, they are mutakabbir, they are maghroor. To wo tamam log jo mutakabbir aur maghroor hote hain, wo khud ba khud dushmaniyon ko daawa dete hain. The people who are arrogant, they are increasing their enemies. Number 3, Imam al-Islam said, wal ujub sarifun an talab al-ilm da'i ila al-ghamt wal-jahl. And those people who are involved in the love of self, they think they are everything. And their thoughts and their plans and their personality and their family and their everything that is related with them, that is the best of all. And everyone else, they are nothing. So anyone who is involved in the love of self, khud pasandi jis shakhs mein aa jaye, to Imam alaihi salam farmate hain, ऐसे शख्स कभी इल्म हासिल नहीं कर सकता. और फिर इल्म की वजह उसको क्या मिलता है? सिर्फ और सिर्फ जहालत या उसको इंसल्ट. सो एनीवन हु इज इन्वॉल्व इन द लव ऑफ सेल्फ, Maybe he has read few things, maybe he had few certificates. But the ilm that is beneficial for mankind, that is beneficial for the person, so that will not come to that person who is involved in the love of self. Instead of knowledge, what he will get? He will be insulted. And actually he is arrogant. Number 4, Imam Al-Islam said, وَالْبُخْلُ أَظَمُّ الْأَخْلَاقِ. And those people who are stingy, who are always putting their hands on their pockets and not giving anything to the people or not giving anything for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, they are involved in ujb. They are involved in the love of self. They will spend their time, they will spend their position, they will spend their skill, they will spend everything for themselves. But they will not spend for the greater cause, for the noble cause, for the communities, for social things, for lillah. Imam Al-Islam said, وَالْبُخْلُ أَظَمُّ الْأَخْلَاقِ. And worst of the akhlaq, worst of the habits and attitude and etiquettes, that is bukhl, that is stinginess. And the 5th, Imam Al-Islam said, وَالطَّمَعُ صَحِيَّةٌ سَيِّئَةٌ. Imam Al-Islam said, and anyone who is greedy, that is one of the worst habits. So, we should try our best not to be jealous, not to be arrogant, not to involve in the love of self, and not to be stingy, and not to be greedy. And if we are able to remove these 5 bad habits, automatically we will put ourselves on the path of taqwa. And inshallah, Monday night and the Tuesday day, that is the day of Eid al-Qadir, Eid al-Vilayat. And this Eid, the other Eid people are celebrating on the earth. And this Eid is not celebrated only on the earth, but also in the heavens as well. And this is one of the greatest Eid of creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is being celebrated everywhere. And the day of Eid al-Ghadir, it is also recommended to have Sira al-Khuwat. People should make the other people to have the bond of brotherhood. As Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina and in different places. So, but when the people are becoming brother of each other, then they have some duties or some responsibility for each other. They should do dua for each other, and they should not do ghibat of each other, and they should visit each other. So then they have some responsibility as well. So Eid al-Ghadir, that is the day when the people should visit each other, when people should celebrate each other. And inshallah, on Monday night, 7 p.m, we will start the program here as well. And those people who want to celebrate, and those people who want to enjoy this Eid with everyone, all those who are lover of Al-Bayt, all those who are lover of Divine Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the best Eid that should be celebrated, as well as the 18th Zilhajj, the day of Eid al-Ghadir, fasting on that day, that is equal to the worship and fasting of 60-70 years. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to get maximum benefit from this great day. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Fasfalli li rabbika wanhar. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar.